Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend George Levy back on the show. George has become a great member of our Brain Trust in the last couple of years. He's an award-winning lecturer and senior instructor on blockchain, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. He is here to join us to talk to us about those very topics. In fact, he just got back from a couple of events where they're talking about the new stuff, and you're getting a good report about that right now. George Levy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim. It's a real pleasure to speak with you and with your audience and share everything that I've been picking up. Thank you.
It's great to have you back. Now, you just attended a cryptocurrency and a blockchain event, two different events.
I went to, actually, it was a great week last week. I was actually in Palm Beach in Mar-a-Lago, so that Mar-a-Lago, for the Wall Street Conference, which is a gathering of top venture capital investors, and I was there attending. There was a lot of focus around blockchain, lots of great things going on from that. And from that, I went down to Miami. Miami has the North American Bitcoin Conference, which was taking place last week. And it was an exciting year also because this year we celebrate the 10 years of Bitcoin. The Genesis block, which was the first block on the Bitcoin blockchain, was launched on January 3rd, 2009. So this year commemorates 10 years of Bitcoin. It's a very exciting one.
And not only Bitcoin, which is its own entity, but also the technology that was created to serve Bitcoin, which is blockchain.
Absolutely.
They were both born at the same time. By definition, were born at the same time, weren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, Bitcoin was the first application of blockchain technology. And basically, from there, once you're able to create, just very, very quickly, what Bitcoin enabled for the first time through the use of blockchain is something called digital scarcity. You can create a single unique digital asset, which is a Bitcoin. Which is, it's fully authenticated. There's no such thing as a counterfeit Bitcoin. But if you can do that with a digital asset like a Bitcoin, you can apply it to so many other things, and that's why you're seeing it being spread in so many other industries.
So what did you learn about Bitcoin? Obviously, the bloom is off the rose on it as an asset class, right? And isn't that what we need to think about Bitcoin? Is it an asset class or is it a currency?
Well put. The thing is, I like to think of Bitcoin. There's two ways of looking at a Bitcoin. You can look at a Bitcoin as an investment, like you would like buy gold or silver or some other investment, or you can use it as a currency. You can go to stores and you can spend it to buy, you know, products and services. So it's a bit of both. And yes, I agree that with the volatility, the price of Bitcoin is not as exciting as, say, at the $20,000 price point.
It's unstable though, as a currency, as an asset class. Excuse me. As an asset class, we expect that to be volatile and maybe unstable. But as a currency, we expect the dollar in our pocket to be pretty close to worth the same tomorrow as it is today.
It could, or it could actually be worth zero. And that's the thing that sometimes people don't realize, that with a Bitcoin, you're really just buying information. You're buying a record on a digital ledger, which is the Bitcoin blockchain. But technically, it could be worth zero. And the same for all over 2,000 cryptocurrencies that are out there. Some cryptocurrencies are backed by physical assets. Like, for example, there's a new category called stable coins. And stable coins are actually pegged to some other assets. So there are U.S. dollar pegged stable coins. And those are actually gaining a lot of prominence because organizations want to leverage cryptocurrency, and they want to be able to be as fast as cryptocurrency moves.
And they want their users to be able to count on it.
Absolutely. And the answer is these dollar-backed stable coins, and there's stable coins for other currencies as well, actually have dollars that back them. So the concept behind these is that if you buy $1 worth of this stable coin, you actually have $1 that's backing up that cryptocurrency. These are many of these are actually fully regulated, and there's auditors that actually verify that there's a backing to that. So what I'm saying is that cryptocurrencies have been evolving beyond just merely this Bitcoin, which really doesn't have anything backing it.
And this is, folks, this is the future, and it's going to have, in my opinion, it's going to have geopolitical implications in a way that we've never had before. And we'll talk about that and some other things, including blockchain, which especially associated with smart contracts. I want George to talk to us about smart contracts, because that's the thing that you're probably going to come closest to using the soonest is a smart contract. Maybe a customer will ask you to use a smart contract, a big business customer. Tony Teal, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.